download the Monday Night Talk podcast from iTunes for free. Just search for Monday Night Talk WATD. This is Monday Night Talk with your host, Kevin Tachi.
Welcome back to Monday Night Talk. We thank Malcolm Alter, as always, for checking in with us. And our first segment, now I know we will have upcoming, we'll have Josh Cutler who will join us. Normally, traditionally, this segment of the show, we normally do the State House Reporter. We'll speak with an elected official, usually somebody up on Beacon Hill. We're kind of moving things around a little bit in accordance because our guest who is joining us in studio will be before the Brockton City Council, actually will be before the Brockton Finance Committee, and that's technically the City Councils who sit as the FinCom, but you don't need to know all that minutia. What you need to know is that we're here speaking with Marty Terrell. I'll butcher it a few more times before you leave, but I appreciate you being here. Marty is with AMR, which stands for
American Medical Response.
And AMR has been the service provider in the city of Brockton for 32 years.
34 at this point.
Is it 34?
1981.
Okay. Yes. We know that there's been a new service provider who is coming in as of July 1st. We know that there's been a lot, there's been a lot that's been made of this story, and that this is something that's been more public than three other communities, aside from Brockton, that now have Brewster as a service provider. I guess first and foremost, tell us your role with AMR. You are a union rep?
No, actually. I'm just a union member. I'm a paramedic. I have no additional official duties. However, I perform duties for quality assurance and improvement. I'm an instructor. I teach several classes. I teach American Heart Association courses for our providers. And also, I focus on a lot of cardiology, so I make sure our guys are up to date on the 12-lead EKGs and things like that.
But I believe that you've been deemed kind of a spokesperson because the person who is the rep is kind of somebody who travels coast to coast, and when he's not here, when they're not here,
that's
kind
correct.
Of the person that they lean on.
I've just happened to step into the role. Our union president is actually based out of the West Coast, covering two locals, and so I just stepped in and filled the role.
Tell me first, what is the purpose of going before the Finance Committee, aka the City Council, tonight with knowing that this new contract kicks in a matter of days?
We wanted the City Council to we're going to make the City Council aware of some misinformation that's been spread, given out, misunderstood, and we want to see if they're able to do anything with regard to requiring the mayor to reconsider what's been going on with his decision to go with Brewster Ambulance after 34 years with American Medical Response.
What is that misinformation? If you wouldn't mind sharing it with our audience, and I'm sure that Erin Dale, who is in the newsroom right now, will probably use some of the sound in the morning. What is some of that misinformation that you feel is not being put out there?
Well, the mayor has been specific with his alterations of reality. Everything's a perception. To say that he's getting more money from Brewster Ambulance for the care going forward for the service is just, in fact, false. Every ambulance company that had bid for the process, Action Ambulance, American Medical Response, and Brewster, all bid the exact same amount. Nobody's paying a penny more than anybody else. So to say they're going to get $1 million additional is just blatantly false. To say that, well, they're going to have three locations in order to enhance their EMS is only in response to the other company's inability to have a centrally located facility as required in the RFP or request for proposals. So at the moment, there are no two additional facilities. There's one facility on the south side of Brockton. So if somebody gets a cardiac arrest up on the north side, say Lisa Drive, during rush hour, it's going to be at least a 10-minute response.
What does AMR have? What do you have? Does your company have more than one location?
No, we don't need one. We currently are based at 365 North Main Street, the old Tip Top restaurant. Before 1990, we were based out of the Campello section near Station 2. Due to building problems, we moved up, and it's just north of the very center of the city. National Registry requires or recommends a response time of 6 minutes or less, as well as the National Fire Prevention Service recommends 8 minutes or less for any response to a call for emergency medical services. AMR consistently responds to 5 minutes, 12 seconds, 4 minutes, 58, about the 5 minute level. So we have no need for a second or third facility.
So I guess I would ask you, I want to kind of go back to the point that you made, and we were speaking with Marty, who is with AMR, and he is kind of, he is a spokesperson, kind of stepping into the duty. I actually had somebody who had reached out to me on Facebook and wanted an opportunity, and they provided Marty's information, and Marty was very kind to say that he would come down here before the meeting and kind of talk with me about what's going on and kind of give AMR's kind of side. We've heard a lot from the union members, but we necessarily haven't had a lot of conversation from the folks in the company. Is that going to be different this evening when you're before the FinCom?
The plan is to have one of the bosses step in. There may be another boss who might say a couple of minutes. I'm not sure as to what aspect they might say. They're still finishing and polishing up their aspect, but there'll be two people from the union that are actually going to be speaking.
I guess I want to kind of, and I started saying it a moment ago, and that is just kind of go back to something you had mentioned as far as what was being offered in the RFPs, the request for proposals that was put out. From what I understand from doing this story and what's being put out there, what's being reported, is that the mayor, this is the first time that this particular contract was put out to bid, that it had never been put out to bid by prior administrations, including, I think, the previous administration, the Linda Balzani administration, and that the way Brewster County came in looking to offer X amount of money, they were going to actually offer extra ambulances. And from what I have been told from City Hall is that AMR met the requirements of the RFP, and it wasn't until the 11th hour that AMR said, okay, we'll match what Brewster's doing. This is the understanding, and this is what has been reported on this station.
Yeah, that's not accurate.
Okay.
Every company that had to bid or submitted a proposal had to submit a proposal for 8 vehicles. The configurations were negotiable, but you had to, as part of the proposal process, say you were willing to commit 8 vehicles. Now, AMR was planning on doing the 4 ALS vehicles at Double Paramedic.
ALS standing for?
Advanced Life Support.
Just for folks at home who don't know that lingo yet.
Okay. And then we wanted to do 4 additional ambulances that Brewster will be doing as BLS, or basic life support, with EMTs. We were planning on doing them with an advanced EMT, which is a mid-level provider, having the same assessment skills as a paramedic and able to deal with advanced airway techniques and start IVs. They're basically trauma technicians. Our plan has been to staff an advanced life support person on every ambulance, and by moving the current advanced EMTs over from the current CA trucks or city ambulances to those 4 new trucks, we would have an ALS provider on every vehicle so that we have at least advanced airway maintenance, IVs. Advanced life services could be initiated prior to a paramedic getting there. Problem is, Brewster doesn't even use advanced EMTs, so while they've offered $5 an hour more for our advanced EMTs, they'll be functioning at a basic EMT level, and they'll no longer be able to use some of their skills.
So basically, while you're offering the same number of ambulances, you're saying that your skill set's higher on those extra the 4 other ambulances.
That's correct.
Yeah.
I guess I would ask you this, and I had mentioned it earlier on in our conversation, Marty, and that is we're hearing a lot more protest in Brockton than we are hearing in Plymouth. I know that we had Fallon. I think Fallon was in Braintree and in Quincy. Those two areas just took on Brewster. But I believe that AMR was in Plymouth, correct?
Yes.
How come we're not hearing anything from any protest in Plymouth in regards to the Board of Selectmen changing services down there?
Well, down there, the Board of Selectmen actually stated there was never any problem with AMR. A lot of the providers that work down there had been Brewster employees 15 years ago, 10 years ago, or 15 at this point. So when Brewster Ambulance said, we're thinking of coming back here, a lot of the guys wanted to go work for them. And there were some subversive techniques that were utilized to actually help Brewster get the equipment or get the contract from AMR. You know, it's business.
What do you and your colleagues do if there is no success by June 30th? If the city council cannot act and that this contract that the mayor has signed, the new contract with Brewster, goes into effect, what happens to you and your colleagues?
We're laid off as of midnight, June 30th.
Wow. Any thought of signing on with another company, or would you strictly have to be, it would have to be strictly a union shop for you? Or your colleagues?
Well, I support the colleagues, and I've been trying to see, are there any other services that would be able to help out? I know some other companies have said we'll be able to hire X number of employees, but we also work long shifts, so there's significant pay cuts, benefit cuts, things of that nature. And bottom line is our guys have to do what's necessary to put food on the table for their families.
So just so people understand and that we understand, so when AMR leave Brockton, there's no second place for you guys to go, basically. That's at that point when Brockton switches the contract, everyone with AMR in Brockton is essentially laid off.
I'll be in the unemployment line, yes.
And so there would be, and I know you've already mentioned this, so there's nowhere else for you to go within the... There wouldn't be it where there's a rank and file, depending on where you are in seniority, where maybe you might be able to go to another community and maybe bump somebody with lower seniority. Does that... No, I'm just thinking as far as depending on particular unions. I know, example, in the school system, I know teachers, if you're in the union, that you can bump somebody who was lower stat, you know, a lower status as far as their years. Is that the
yes.
same way or no?
Yes and no.
Okay.
We do it within the business unit, and our business unit for this area is Brockton Avon. So if we're going to shut down a truck, you know, one vehicle doesn't seem to be working well, we'll down it, and the two people that would be on the vehicle displaced would be able to have bumping privileges. However, when the whole business unit shuts down, we're not able to move anywhere. We've got 87 people that are looking to be laid off, and there's just not enough space.
What other communities in the area are serviced by AMR?
Currently, we have some contracts in the Metro West area. The most local to us is our Taunton office, which does the Taunton 911.
We're speaking with Marty Terrell.
Terrell, yes.
From AMR. And he's been kind enough to come in. You brought your support, your moral support here to kind of sit
yes.
in. And
my partner on the ambulance, Jolene Sheehan.
What has it been like the past couple of weeks for you guys upon learning about the new contract? And then I know there have been other details. I know there have been details in regards to Brewster employees providing funds to the mayor's reelection campaign. There's been a whole slew of things that have that have been in the media. I mean, what has it been like for your people to be going through this and you know, being part of the whole media circus?
This is new to me, to all of us. Nobody ever expected any of us to stand up to this extent. It's been eye-opening to see just the sheer amount of improprieties the mayor has appeared to do, and uncovering a lot of evidence that we're asking the Ethics Commission to take a look at. And not just with the ambulance service. There's a lot of things that I've learned that are very specific. And just, you don't make a decision like this going against all of your experts that you've been paneled without having a significant reason.
I'm gonna ask you this as far as, I've watched what happens on social media. I've seen a lot of support for your cause, but I've also heard, I've seen people say, is this just sour grapes? How do you dispel someone saying it's purely sour grapes?
I'm sure for some of us it is. My concern is what's going to happen with patient care. You know, the other service was backing us up and already had to call 911 twice for directions. How are they going to get around the city with 8 new ambulances, with a new system, new providers? It's scary. Their monitors can't transmit EKGs to the hospital right now. If you have a heart attack on July 1st, there's going to be at least a 10-minute delay from you getting that balloon into your heart so that open up that vessel. So, and that was part of a study we had done where just that one intervention caused a 10-minute decrease in door-to-balloon time. Time is muscle, so take it from there.
What would you like to say in closing, if there's anything that you can say in regards to your meeting tonight or anybody who may be listening right now to this conversation?
Well, the thing is, we don't want to trash any other providers. We're all doing the same job. The thing is, AMR has held our employees to a higher standard. There is a set minimum required by the state, but good enough isn't good enough for us.
Marty, I want to thank you for coming in this evening, and I'd like to get some kind of maybe a follow-up down the road somewhere. Let's see where this thing goes.
Absolutely.
We'll see how successful you are this evening, and we'll definitely stay in touch.
Well, thank you.
All right. We're going to step aside, and when we come back, more Monday Night Talk. Don't go anywhere.
Is Monday Night Talk with your host, Kevin Tachi, on 95.9 WATD.